This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Struggling to name that baby? We got some names for you. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd.
I always love hearing other words that are used as names. I follow an influencer who just had a baby named Paloma.
Paloma.
That flows.
Okay.
Little Paloma.
Like the cocktail?
Yes.
Oh, never even heard of it.
You've never heard of a Paloma?
No. Hope. I've never heard of a Paloma. Does that come in the wide mouth?
TJ's family. Mouth. It's like little baby Bud Light, little baby Coors.
Milwaukee's best.
Little MB.
We call him Beast for short.
I went to school with a girl named Kahlua. And then, you know, Brandy is a common name that's also an alcohol.
Yeah.
But you've got like basic names. Mark. Mark is a word and a name.
Okay.
Matt, you've got Hope.
Hope. Yeah. And so when we asked, a lot of people said that people named it after cars, which in the 80s, there was a, I think it was Heather Graham. I don't know. It was in one of those Corey Haim, Corey Feldman movies where her name was Mercedes. And I was like, that is the coolest name.
I worked with a Mercedes and she went by Sadie for short.
That's so cool. Mama J could have been a little bit more, I don't know, creative.
Well, my family, my two brothers, I'm Billy. There's a Bob and a Tom. So we were Billy, Bobby, Tommy. And it was so funny. Did your mom ever do this when she was trying to yell at you? She would run down the list.
Always.
Bobby, Tommy, Billy!
Get over here!
Now, I went down a rabbit hole a couple years ago where it became like a part-time job for me.
Yeah, it's really time consuming and you got to stick with it.
It was too much.
Yeah.
And I'm bringing this up because, and now this isn't here, but in San Diego, they just passed a first in the nation policy to ban digital only coupons at grocery stores. And the logic is, and this was unanimously passed, this is bipartisan, both sides of the aisle agree with
this. Oh, really? This is it. This is what they agree on.
This is what brought America back.
We don't want anyone saving money. So, we all agree on that.
No, wait. It's digital only. So what the problem was, they were saying many senior citizens living on fixed incomes who can't afford a smartphone were not able to use the coupons. And the stores weren't bending. They weren't like, okay. And, you know, the cashier could have taken their phone and gone boop and done it for them, but they weren't. So they're making it illegal, at least in San Diego, to have digital only coupons.
Well, so we all miss out?
No, it's the opposite. They have to do a print version too.
I understand that. So they got to mail everybody.
You can still use your phone. It's like when you walk into Harbor Freight, they always have these coupon sales.
They
have a stack of flyers at the door, so you take one and you rip
Dollar
out the
General
coupon.
Does not have, unless you use the little printed one at the bottom of your receipt for $5 off on Saturdays.
But that's printed.
But I can go
Anybody
through the
can
app
use that.
And stack a whole bunch of coupons.
Yes. You still
so
have that option.
You can still do that.
Okay.
But if you don't have a smartphone, you don't even have an option of using their coupons.
Like Mama J would have no idea.
Correct.
When I was in Texas last month, it was so weird in the grocery store. Like here, they've got all the different rewards clubs. Yeah. Whereas, you know, you put your phone number in and you get whatever price. You had to physically collect a coupon for every single item that you wanted discounted and bring it up to the front of the store. So you're picking up Diet Coke and it was like, okay, two for $6, whatever. And you had to physically pick up a coupon throughout the entire store. There was no rewards, put your phone number in and get the discounted price. You had to physically pick up a coupon throughout the store.
Huh. I don't know which way is better.
Well, I think at least having the option of a printed version and a digital at version is the way to go.
Because
not everybody, I know we all think everybody has a smartphone.
I know.
There's a lot of people who don't have smartphones. The deepest I went in my couponing days, I used to have a notebook and this is where it got too much because it was fun. When I first started, it was fun. Look at all the money I'm saving. Oh, this is exciting. Oh, I scored this. I actually got to the point where you can go online and buy coupons. So you can go online. If you have a product that you use a lot of,
right,
you could go online and for like 10 cents, get a coupon that would save you a dollar, which sounds like that's not a big deal. But when you buy 10 of those, you just saved yourself almost 10 bucks for the price of a stamp. Literally.
Oh my gosh.
So it got to the point where I had a notebook and I had a map and I was like, okay, first I have to hit the CVS and then I got to go over to the Walgreens.
Yes.
And it turned into, it was stressful by the time I was done. I was saving money, but look at what it did to me. I'm old and gray and wrinkly
and
now.
See what happened?
Yep. TJ looks exhausted. What were you doing last night? It's the Be More Than Coffee.
Low carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Club, TJ Hope, I'm Billy.
Yeah, it's time for my husband to stop with the layoff and get back to work.
Now, he does construction, makes roads and stuff.
It's seasonal.
Okay,
he's a flagger. So it's now that it's done snowing a little bit, hopefully they call him back soon because he's losing his mind. He's going stir crazy. He's finding anything and everything to do at all hours.
Yes.
So our turning knob, I don't know what the technical word is, in our bathtub squeaked a little bit. It was like,
so you have the kind that's the one knob that you turn into this way and it's hot. Okay.
I didn't even know it. I didn't even notice it. Well, apparently yesterday was the day that it was going to make him crazy. So he goes to Home Depot. He's like, I'm going to replace it. And I go, okay. So he comes 8 o'clock last night. He goes, I'm going to go up and replace that. I go, do you want to start it now? He goes, it's so simple.
Oh,
verbatim.
Famous
I'm just
going to
pop this one off and pop a new one on. And I was like, all right, well, good night, honey. 1 o'clock in the morning, I wake up like you do. I go into the bathroom and he is like still trying. It doesn't come off. It's so corroded that the screwy thing in there is not moving. So he's got like a saw. And he's sawing away at the metal.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
How is the whole house not awake?
He's like, and I was like, oh my gosh. He goes, oh, I'm getting this off. I'm getting it. I go, maybe you should just wait till tomorrow. He's like, no, I'm almost there. Won't be long now.
Was he still at it when you left for work this morning?
I had to use the in-law suite shower, thankfully.
Oh,
we have a second shower, otherwise I would have just had to be like, okay, well, here I am, people.
Hey, closed message to Steve, if you're listening. She doesn't like that shower head. You need to replace that one.
Oh, yeah, and the in-law suite one. I'm not telling him. I'm not telling him.
Morning. Ain't no way this survey is true. It's the Be Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy.
Full time. It isn't as full as it used to be.
Lies.
So the Gallup, a very reputable...
I've literally never heard of
okay,
the Gallup.
Well, they do
Gallup
a lot polls? Of surveys. The Gallup poll.
Wow.
It's been around for a minute. They say that Americans are working fewer hours than they were before the pandemic, with the drop mostly in the younger employees. So working a whole lot less hours are the age 18 to 34 crowd. So they're working like several hours less a week. Whereas the age 35 plus, we're working about 2-3 hours less a week than we used to. And it's just, economists say it was because of the pandemic.
These stats still say average weekly hours were still over 40 hours a week, though. So isn't 40 hours not full time?
See, it's that kind of attitude.
I don't know.
That kind of attitude.
I speak for the younger people.
Yes, you do. And I was just going to say, in my head, I'm going down the room of studios full of people who all have full-time jobs, who now do two jobs for that full-time job, and a lot of them have side hustles.
Right.
You have a side hustle.
Right.
Yep.
You have a side hustle. Mm-hmm. That guy has a side hustle. Both of those people have side hustles. One of those guys down there has side hustles. Everybody's got side hustles. So maybe you're not working more at your full-time job, but it feels like everybody is driving Uber, doing DoorDash. Like,
it could be. Or are companies starting to understand the rebalancing of work and home life? You know what I mean? So
I think that that's been a negotiation tool too. It's like, well, we can't give you a raise, but we won't hold you hostage here for 50 hours a week.
But can we be honest? Can we cut through all this?
Oh,
blah,
let's
blah,
go.
Blah, blah, blah.
Let's go.
Let's just slice right
it. You have been so envious of me working from home.
Let me just slice through it, Billy. I haven't gotten to work from home. Okay. Am I a little sore about that? Yes. So when the pandemic happened, I had to be in here to keep us on the air. All right. Fine. I did what I had to do. But then year turned into another year turned into another year. So I don't know if the Gallup like pulled people who like me who were stuck having to go into work and remote job wasn't an option.
Yeah.
But man, I was like, lazy. People just don't want to come into work. Don't want to put on pants. Right?
Okay. I will agree with you on the pants part
it's
of that
hard.
Whole conversation.
I understand I'm being unreasonable.
No. I understand how you might think that.
I think she's being unreasonable.
Well, I was talking to Billy.
So who gets... Wow.